The light outside the living room window is beginning to fade. You can see the last hint of sunset casting a soft orange glow on the house across the street. In the distance, the sky is a prairie rose pink, with feathery white clouds that slowly meander above the horizon. You take a deep breath in. Hold it for just a moment, and then release, feeling a wave of calm wash over you. Inside the house, the shadows are long, but you find your eyes have already begun to adjust to the dim light of dusk that is permeating the room. The colours of the sofa and chairs are now muted, and the wood of the table is more grey than brown. The details of the room are softer than usual, such that the lines and edges have started to blur. Although the sun is still setting outside, you can feel that night is already on its way here within these walls. Looking up, the back of a chair casts a shadow that stretches across the ceiling. You follow it down to the chair itself and the little nightlight that has flickered on behind it. The tiny bulb is attached to a socket at ankle height. It now reflects a subtle blue over the floor. At the edge of your vision, you see the bookcase against the back wall. Rows and rows of brightly coloured books look softer now in this gentle light. Their spines appear like vertical lines in an abstract painting. Uneven edges and different heights stand side by side on the long horizontal lines of the shelves. On top of the bookcase sits the potted plant with curling, leafy tendrils that hang down below the highest shelf. In the daylight, the plant is a vibrant Kelly green, but in the twilight haze, it almost looks like something out of the ocean. Sweeping ropes of seaweed, diving deep beneath the waves, in a mermaid's library, perhaps. Or maybe just the reflection of a vine on the surface of a glassy lake. Each leaf stands out as a dark shadow on a curlicue of stem. One by one, they climb down to the topmost shelf, a ladder of dark growth stretching toward the ground. In the diminishing light, it's easy for your imagination to take root and see shapes that otherwise exist only in dreams. You walk over to the little wooden table by the cozy armchair, which looks as plush and inviting as always. On top of the table is a lamp with a frosted glass shade, and the image of an idyllic seaside village painted on it. You grasp the dangling brass chain beneath the shade with your fingertips and pull. With a click, the lamp floods the room with light. The same light shines behind the seaside village, bringing it to life. The windows in the quaint little cottages glow, filled with morning sun. Seagulls fly across a powder blue sky as puffy white clouds float above them. A lighthouse perches on the rocky shore with red and white stripes leading up to its pointy top. The bulb provides a dazzling beacon for all the tiny boats that dance across the waves below. Looking at this painted scene, your imagination begins to take over. You can almost hear the cry of the gulls as they soar above your head. And you can almost feel the cool sea breeze blowing through your hair and the taste of salt on your tongue. The warmth of the sun touches your cheeks and arms as waves crash against the rocks, sending plumes of spray into the air. Drops of water are caught by the wind and carried to your skin as a soft mist. You smile, thinking of how wonderful it would be to go through this picture into the seaside town and spend a day there. You might like to climb to the top of the lighthouse and watch sailboats glide across the sea, or visit one of the cottages where the smell of a home-cooked meal would delight your senses. Instead, you watch as the lampshade projects images of the scene on the wall behind it.